The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. And welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, on 880 AM and 104.5 FM WRFD. It's been a good week, and it has been my distinct honor and privilege to host my program in Columbus, Ohio, and also to fill in for my dear friend Bill Bunkley down in Tampa, Florida. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity of being on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. Now, it is Friday, and on my program, Bob Burney Live, we usually open the phones wide open on Friday. We can talk about just about anything you want to discuss. Within reason, I suppose there are a few things where we would not tread, but not very many. So, during the week, it's not unusual for someone to call, and my screener will tell them, I'm sorry, that's off topic, that's not what we're talking about today. You won't hear that on Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. On Friday, you become the program director. You set the topic, you set the subject. If there is something you think we need to discuss, why don't you give me a call? Just something you want to get off your chest? Great. 877-BOB-LIVE is the telephone number. 877-262-5483. Now, again, to those of you in Tampa, I know that's not a number that you're familiar with, but it works. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 83. Now, I just said if you want to get something off your chest, give me a call. I'll go first. There's something I just want to get off my chest. We have been coming through some tumultuous times racially in America. Since the sad, unfortunate, tragic, and evil death of George Floyd up in Minneapolis, the streets of America have been filled with countless thousands of protesters. Sadly, unfortunately, many of those protests have turned into violent riots. People have been killed. Yes, people have been killed, millions of dollars of property destruction, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in property destruction right here in Columbus, Ohio. And we're just the tip of the iceberg. And here's something that I have said repeatedly. I've said it over and over and over again. I can support just about anybody, any individual, or any organization that truly will result or has a desire for real unity and racial reconciliation. But I want to oppose and expose and, if necessary, condemn anyone who simply wants to divide us. Very little happened in the civil rights movement in the United States of America back in the 60s. Some of you are old enough to remember that. I certainly do. Very little happened until leaders in the white community condemned white supremacy, the KKK, white supremacist movements, owned up to it, admitted that it existed, exposed it, condemned it. Then we began to make progress. We exposed those who wanted to divide us, who believed in one race was superior to another. Today, there is an entirely different kind of movement that is trying to divide us, that believes that one race is superior to another, that wants segregation, not integration, wants separation, not unity, has a message of hate, anger. And one of those movements is Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm not talking about the phrase. I'm not talking about the sentiment. The phrase Black Lives Matter is absolutely, absolutely true. Of course Black Lives Matter. Should we shy away from it and not say it? No. I'm talking about the movement. The overtly radical, far left wing political organization called Black Lives Matter. If you don't believe me, check out the history, go to the website, read their statements, read the statements of the founders and the co-founders, read them carefully, do a tiny little bit of research, and you will find extremely dangerous, extremely off the chart, radical. That's the Black Lives Matter movement. Not the sentiment, not the phrase, but the political movement that is extremely well organized with chapters all over the United States, other countries around the world, well funded with millions of dollars. I said all of that to say this. Yesterday, people in New York City witnessed one of the most classless, political stunts in American history. Absolutely shameful. When Mayor de Blasio in New York City participated in painting a huge mural on the street in front of Trump Tower, Black Lives Matter. Now, folks, listen. You, most of you, are smarter than the average bear. And you see through this. The strife, the animosity between Donald Trump and Bill de Blasio has been very obvious on both sides. They don't like each other. And they both made it very clear. They have both made very inflammatory statements against the other. Okay? It's a political catfight between Trump and de Blasio. But here's what happened yesterday. You have a white politician who wants to poke another white politician in the eye And he uses as a bunch of pawns the black community in New York City for his own personal political gain. It was a political stunt. It had no class whatsoever. It was immature. It was childish. It's like a first grader would do. It was Bill de Blasio saying to Donald Trump, na-na-na-boo-boo, na-na-na-boo-boo, we're going to print Black Lives Matter in front of your tower. It was a disgrace. And I believe with all of my heart, he simply used the black community as pawns to get even or try to get even with a political enemy. Nobody should be used for that purpose. No individual, no group, no race, no political party should be used for their own personal political gain. I think it was an absolute disgrace. It is one of the most classless political stunts in all of American history. That is my opinion. I'd love to hear yours. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Maybe you completely disagree. Then give me a call. Let's talk. I'd love to hear your side. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, it's Friday, so we can change course, change topics on a dime. And I'm going to do that. Now, you may want to discuss what I said about Bill de Blasio in New York. If so, that's fine. 877-BOB-LIVE. But I love biblical archaeology. I just love biblical archaeology. I'm not an expert on anything, including and maybe especially biblical archaeology. But here's something that I love. In the modern archaeological period, the last 100 years or so, modern Israeli archaeology, you know, probably the last 100 years or so. Hundreds of thousands of archaeological discoveries have been made, and not one of them have contradicted one single verse of Scripture. Not one that I'm aware of. If you know of one, let me know. Hundreds of thousands of discoveries. Now, obviously, do all of them substantiate the Bible? No, of course not. But most of them do. But think of this. Not one of them have contradicted one single thing in Scripture. Here's the latest headline. Ancient seal stamp bulla. I don't have time to explain what that is. It was an ancient seal that was used for official documents and so forth. Ancient seal stamp bulla uncovered in City of David in Israel. An ancient seal stamp and bulla from the time of Nehemiah has been discovered in the City of David archaeological site just outside Old City Jerusalem in Israel. I've been there several times. It's incredible. Just a few years ago, the skeptics were saying there was absolutely no archaeological evidence at all that David the king even existed. He was a fairy tale from the pages of the Bible. Well, no one is saying that now because we have a abundant evidence that, yes, indeed, King David existed. We even have the City of David, which is the single largest archaeological site in that particular portion of Israel. And here is another archaeological discovery. This one proving the historicity of the story of Nehemiah, the rebuilding of the walls, and so on and so forth. And I'm going to go to the phones because I got James down in Florida. But folks, don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever. As I said, hundreds of thousands of archaeological discoveries in Israel, not one of them have contradicted one page, one verse from the Bible. All right. It's Open Phone Friday, so we're going to head to Florida. And I've got James on the line. James, I'm delighted you called. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Oh, I've never been on the phone live. On the radio live.
Well, we haven't lost anyone yet. So take a deep breath. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
I've been having this very heavy on my heart, and it keeps coming to my mind. Are you still there?
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit, but go ahead.
I believe that we need our president and vice president to pray for our nation, and it needs to be publicly, maybe televised, but it needs to be publicly so all of the rest of us believers can pray along beside them. And I believe in our nation being healed if we do so.
Well, you know, Vice President Pence has done that on several occasions. He has prayed, led in prayer at different gatherings since he has been vice president. Before he became vice president, he was very, very vocal about his prayer life. I don't know that I've ever heard the president pray, but we certainly need to be praying for the president and with them. Hey, James, thank you. I'm going to try to take one more caller. We've got Sarah in Florida as well. Sarah, we have about exactly 60 seconds before I got to go, but I wanted to get you on the air.
Well, I just wanted to say I agree with you about this mayor and doing what he did. I think that's despicable. It's just unthought of, but... you know, the reason why these things are happening is because a true-blooded American and the Christians have just laid back and not done anything. This is the reason why we're where we're at today. This fellow should be, I can't repeat on the air what should be done to that fella.
Well, the people of New York, before long, will have an opportunity to express themselves, and I hope they do. Sarah, God bless you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Bob Burney Live will return after this brief intermission.